You are going to listen to a news report on the influence of YouTube and screen time on kids. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Laptops, tablets, mobile phones, TVs, screens are almost everywhere. While watching YouTube videos often makes our lives easier and more entertaining, it can be a problem for our youngsters. For IT News, Lauren Barth.
Screens are fascinating for both adults and children, and screen time has risen a lot in the last couple of years. But what are the effects of that? And can we even keep kids away from screens if we wanted to? We asked Dr. Greenfield, the founder of the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction, on that.
We should not forget that screens are part of our daily modern life. It would be unrealistic to say your child should never have access to a screen or that you should completely forbid YouTube. But children under 5 should have little to no screen time. Those ages 6 to 9 should have no more than an hour a day. For kids 10 and up, the maximum is 2 hours. The reason for that is that screens can be highly addictive, and so moderate use is important. So parents should clearly make up screen time rules with their kids.
It has never been so easy for kids to be around screens. It helps them to calm down and to get through a tough part of the day. However, especially for children, it might have a negative effect.
So far, we don't know yet what effects long screen times have on children. There is just so much information, sound, lights, movement, colors, for the young brain to process. It's just too much at a young age. Possible effects could be problems later with concentration, learning, or paying attention. Additionally, when kids are in front of screens watching video after video on YouTube, they aren't active. They don't explore the garden, run around, ride their bikes, or use their creativity to invent new games.
Natasha Beck, a child and family health expert, adds,
"We see a connection between a lot of screen time and bad sleep. So if parents notice that their kid sleeps badly, it might be good to reduce screen time."
But screen time is not completely bad.
It's also necessary to think about the content that the kids are watching. Parents should make sure that whatever the kids are watching is entertaining, but also educational. There are a lot of websites that offer kid-friendly YouTubers, so the children are safe when watching YouTube videos.
Dr. Greenfield has some tips for parents on how to deal with screen time.
First, you should turn off autoplay on YouTube. Kids don't stop themselves when new videos automatically play one after the other. If there is a built-in pause, it will help them and you recognize that it's time for another, more active activity. Second, of course, YouTube is not a babysitter, so regularly check on them during screen time. There are a lot of crazy things on the internet, and you want to make sure that your child sees safe and age-appropriate content. Third, set a timer on your phone or use parent controls with tools like Circle or the digital service Custodio. These make a time limit more effective than a simple alarm.
The screen time problem is something all parents need to deal with. It is their responsibility to make sure that the kids are active and stay away from computers, TVs, and other electronics for most of the day. But that does not mean they can't enjoy some age-appropriate videos. As with all things, you need to find a proper balance. Screens can be your friend or your enemy. Be strategic with how and when you give the kids the chance to watch videos, and you and your little ones will benefit. Lauren Barth, IT News.
Thanks, Lauren. It's probably time for me to check on my personal screen time. Next is Steve Thompson with the weather. Laptops, tablets, mobile phones, TVs, screens are almost everywhere. While watching YouTube videos often makes our lives easier and more entertaining, it can be a problem for our youngsters. For IT News, Lauren Barth.
Screens are fascinating for both adults and children, and screen time has risen a lot in the last couple of years. But what are the effects of that? And can we even keep kids away from screens if we wanted to? We asked Dr. Greenfield, the founder of the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction, on that.
We should not forget that screens are part of our daily modern life. It would be unrealistic to say your child should never have access to a screen or that you should completely forbid YouTube. But children under 5 should have little to no screen time. Those ages 6 to 9 should have no more than an hour a day. For kids 10 and up, the maximum is 2 hours. The reason for that is that screens can be highly addictive, and so moderate use is important. So parents should clearly make up screen time rules with their kids.
It has never been so easy for kids to be around screens. It helps them to calm down and to get through a tough part of the day. However, especially for children, it might have a negative effect.
So far, we don't know yet what effects long screen times have on children. There is just so much information, sound, lights, movement, colors, for the young brain to process. It's just too much at a young age. Possible effects could be problems later with concentration, learning, or paying attention. Additionally, when kids are in front of screens watching video after video on YouTube, they aren't active. They don't explore the garden, run around, ride their bikes, or use their creativity to invent new games.
Natasha Beck, a child and family health expert, adds,
"We see a connection between a lot of screen time and bad sleep. So if parents notice that their kid sleeps badly, it might be good to reduce screen time."
But screen time is not completely bad.
It's also necessary to think about the content that the kids are watching. Parents should make sure that whatever the kids are watching is entertaining, but also educational. There are a lot of websites that offer kid-friendly YouTubers, so the children are safe when watching YouTube videos.
Dr. Greenfield has some tips for parents on how to deal with screen time.
First, you should turn off autoplay on YouTube. Kids don't stop themselves when new videos automatically play one after the other. If there is a built-in pause, it will help them and you recognize that it's time for another, more active activity. Second, of course, YouTube is not a babysitter, so regularly check on them during screen time. There are a lot of crazy things on the internet, and you want to make sure that your child sees safe and age-appropriate content. Third, set a timer on your phone or use parent controls with tools like Circle or the digital service Custodio. These make a time limit more effective than a simple alarm.
The screen time problem is something all parents need to deal with. It is their responsibility to make sure that the kids are active and stay away from computers, TVs, and other electronics for most of the day. But that does not mean they can't enjoy some age-appropriate videos. As with all things, you need to find a proper balance. Screens can be your friend or your enemy. Be strategic with how and when you give the kids the chance to watch videos, and you and your little ones will benefit. Lauren Barth, IT News.
Thanks, Lauren. It's probably time for me to check on my personal screen time. Next is Steve Thompson with the weather.